You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The biggest news of the day comes to us from about 173 million miles away, where the little helicopter called Ingenuity did successfully fly this morning. Jeremy, it was about 1:30 our time, Mile High City time.
All right.
The little rover lifted up about 10 feet into the air, hovered there about 30 seconds, snapped a photo or two before it made a little soft landing. The entire flight lasted around 40 seconds, but that's good enough.
It worked.
We can now say we've had controlled flight on another world.
You follow all the NASA social media links, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They've got some pictures of it. Took a little, I couldn't tell if it was the picture of the helicopter or the shadow on the ground. I think it might have been the shadow, maybe. I don't know. But there's some pictures of it. Some low res black and white photos.
Yeah, some good stuff will be coming in later today.
Yep.
And I would think by this time tomorrow, we'll see some pretty cool shots. So
cool.
The Dom and Jeremy Show would like to do a salute to everyone involved with this program and the entire Perseverance and Ingenuity program.
It's pretty cool what you all are doing.
Yeah, we're very impressed.
Makes us excited.
Thank you for all of that. I saw that the country is now at, it's right at about 25% in terms of fully vaccinated. We're about a quarter of the population. I have, this Thursday will mark 2 weeks from my second one, after my second shot. So don't they say 2 weeks after your second one, that's when you're considered
fully vaxxed?
So I've got about another 3 days and then I am
good. I get my second one on Thursday at 6:30. So
right on.
I guess I'll be feeling okay, I guess, hopefully.
Not long ago, Amazon announced that they had bought the rights to do a television show based on Lord of the Rings. And everyone knew right away, well, they're just trying to get their own little Game of Thrones action. And sure they are. But now, stories are coming out about what Amazon is spending for every episode. The price tag for season one, $500 million.
I was reading this. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy,
it's
Jared.
A lot of money.
They say the Game of Thrones took about $100 million per season, so this is almost five times the amount. Now, granted, when you're talking about Jeff Bezos, $500 million is...
They'll make it back. It's no problem. Yeah, I mean, that's pocket change for him. It's like, whatever.
It's a blink.
I got you. I got it. No problem.
So, anyway, be looking for Lord of the Rings.
They'll probably help make it up. They've got a new furniture assembly service coming as well. That's Amazon's latest shtick.
I don't know about this. What's that?
It's a premium service that lets customers opt to have furniture or appliances installed or assembled as soon as they arrive at their house. And what they're doing is they're trying to compete with Wayfair, Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, all the biggies. So now if you order, like a TV cabinet or something, they'll not only deliver it, they'll come in your house, put it together for you, high five you, and then go on their way.
All at a
cost, of course, because they got to cover this new TV series. So that's the latest thing coming out from Amazon, besides launching rockets.
Right. Speaking of TV and movies entertainment, the Academy Awards are coming up, and they were talking with director Steven Soderbergh. He's one of the producers this year. And, you know, for the last several years, the Oscar telecast has had its ratings plummeting. Why? Because I think we're pretty much over the whole weird element of actors getting up on stage, patting each other on the back, and... I think people are just basically over it.
The portion I'm over is being lectured to. I don't want to be lectured to about politics and how I should be living. I mean, you pretend for a living. You don't need to lecture me on how to live my life.
Well, Soderbergh says they have figured out how to boost the ratings. And the answer is, let the award winners talk longer.
Yeah, longer acceptance speeches. That's what we want.
They say they had limited them over the last few years to just like 45 seconds. And then, you know, the music would start to swell and they'd kind of be ushered off the stage. Now he's saying we've encouraged them to tell a story and to say something personal.
click
no,
off.
Please, dear God,
HGTV,
no.
Where are you at? No, no, no.
Look, no offense. I do mean offense in this particular case. They read lines that somebody else wrote for them when they make their movies, right? If you've ever watched, the bulk of actors really pretty much suck when it comes to ad-libbing and just speaking off the cuff, right? And so to tell them, just get up there and ramble about anything you want, not a good idea.
No. Again, it's a lecture. It won't be rambling in a story. It'll be a lecture.
Yeah.
To the common folk. Ooh.
Anyway, there's news from Holly Weird. What else trending?
Ladies, let's talk about your faces. Are you doing everything you can to fight those fine lines and wrinkles? I know I am, personally, and so is Nick Nack. Well, here's a new one you should be doing. According to some beauty experts, more women than ever are shaving their faces. And it's not just to get rid of your sexy sideburns. Dermatologists are recommending you do it to help exfoliate the skin. Some fancy dermatologist in San Francisco says it's like a dermaplaning treatment. It's where you take like a fine razor to your face and like pull off all the dead skin and gunk, and it helps rejuvenate your skin. So they say if women are basically doing that every day with a little shaver, you're accomplishing the same thing, and you're constantly rejuvenating your skin, and it's going to look better.
What about the myth? Is it a myth or is it real about, you know, if they shave their mustache area, that'll grow in darker or something like that?
I don't know if that's
rougher.
Legit or not.
I don't know.
There's some Instagram influencer pushing it. She's saying that she's been doing it for years. She's on a mission to normalize female facial shaving.
Well,
and of course, she's got a kit to go along with it for $25.
Oh, so there you go.
That's why she's pushing it.
You know, by all means, if an Instagram influencer is saying to do
I'm
it, we should all rush right away to start doing whatever they say.
Did you see the other thing this morning? They're saying to put a little chlorophyll in your water. That's the stuff that's in plants. It's supposed to help with all sorts of skin issues.
Zoe was preaching to us about this because she's all over, you know, the IG and the TikTok and everything else. And I guess this has been a big thing on TikTok now for a while.
So
she was telling us all about it. Hey, did you guys know we should start drinking chlorophyll?
I said,
you first.
Yeah, like how much? I don't know. So anyway.
Why don't you be the guinea pig?
I don't know. Do your research. I don't know. If you want to be more productive at work, ditch the sweatpants and hoodies. New survey asked people if wearing nicer clothes makes them more productive than wearing casual clothes. And about 30% of people said, yeah, I feel a lot more productive. I feel like I do a better job when I'm dressed up. And they say you should be doing that even if you're working from home. Actually get up, shower, get ready for your day, put some decent clothes on. You're going to feel like a good human, a productive human, and do your job, you know?
Look at me. I got a sport coat on today.
I was wondering, aren't you hot yet?
No, I feel great.
So that's going good. Oh, and then speaking of brain health, they say doing chores is great for your brain. New study out of Toronto. They say people that do a lot of housework have bigger and stronger brains. Does your brain even lift, bro? They say it makes you stay sharp. While you're cleaning, it's a little bit of exercise. It helps all the blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, get the mop out, start cleaning. It's good for your brain. You don't clean much, do you, Dom?
So it also involves planning and organization, which helps to ward off things like dementia.
Yeah,
so
you got to make sure you got your Comet and your Lysol and plan ahead. Oh, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a new Guinness World Record. It's a woman named Joy Chapman. She just hit the record for the lowest note ever sung by a female. And let me turn this on, Dom, so you can hear it. I got just a snippet of it. Here you go.
La, la. La, la.
Oh, wait. It goes more.
La, la.
Oh, go deeper.
La.
Yeah, it goes on for a little while there. But a little like Jabba the Hutt, huh? does sound like my wife when she wakes up in the morning. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, I know you want more of that. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.